Chapter 5. Save while sleeping. Making your accounts work together automatically. I want to be clear about something. I plan to do less and less work as I go through my life. When I meet people on a career path that will have them working more, not less, I'm always puzzled. That's like being a real-life Mario Brother, where every level you beat means your life gets progressively more difficult. Why would you want that? Managing money is no different. By investing a little now, we don't have to invest a lot later. Of course, that's easier said than done. Somehow, we just never get around to consistently managing our money. And let's be honest, that will never change. Because who really cares about managing money? It's about as appealing as cleaning the garage every week for the rest of your life. We dream of having an automated system that handles most of the work for us. Something that just works. In the last chapter, you set up a conscious spending plan to determine how much you want to spend in each category. Fixed costs, investments, savings goals, and guilt-free spending money. You didn't think you'd have to manually transfer money each month, did you? Not a chance. In this chapter, we'll create an automatic money flow to manage your money for you. It will take the accounts you've set up, your credit cards, checking, savings, and investment accounts, and create automatic transfers so your money goes where it needs to go. Here's what Mark Lorenz, age 22, wrote. I call it my finance assembly line. Before I even see a paycheck, I automatically give the maximum amount to my company's 401k. The remainder of my pay is direct deposited into a checking account. Then, part of it is automatically transferred to a high-interest online savings account, and another part goes to my discount brokerage account. My rent is paid automatically on the first of every month, and I pay my credit card bill online on the 15th. I never miss the money I invest because I never see it. In total, I spend about 30 minutes a month on my finances. Do more before doing less. Some people just seem to have a magical ability to manage money. They enrolled in their 401k years ago, they always seem to know how much money they have, and they seem to relish tweaking their system to optimize it. Usually, these people are extremely annoying and unattractive. But that doesn't mean we can't learn something from them. You see, they don't spend more time on day-to-day money management than most average people. In fact, they spend less time thinking about it because they've set up an automatic system that frees them from having to worry about money. These people don't work harder, they just work smarter. You can become one of these people, only you'll be very attractive and not at all annoying, of course, if you follow all my advice about automating. This is driven by a principle I'll call the curve of doing more before doing less. And this describes having to take the plunge and do work up front, which seems like a lot, but in the long term, it actually makes your life so much easier because you don't have to spend more time worrying about these things on a day-to-day basis. This is as much about where to invest your time as it is where to put your money. Sure, setting up an automatic money flow will take you a few hours. It would be easier to do nothing. But that would mean you'll have to manage your money constantly for the rest of your life. By spending a few hours up front, you'll end up saving huge amounts of time over the long term. Your money flow will be automatic, and each dollar that comes in will be routed to the right account in your conscious spending plan from Chapter 4 without you really having to worry about it. The payoff for these few hours is huge because this automatic system will let you focus on the fun parts of life. No more worrying about whether you paid that bill or if you're going to overdraft again. You'll start to see money as a tool for getting what you want without the manual drudgery of tracking categories and transferring money from one account to another each week. Here's what Jennifer Chang, age 32, wrote. I spend an hour per month managing my money. Paying bills, checking the balance on my credit card and my bank accounts, and watching a few holdings in my portfolio. But I'm not an active trader, just maintaining situational awareness. Once a month, I might evaluate my savings plan to see if I can plan a vacation or make a larger purchase. The power of defaults. We know people are incredibly lazy and will do whatever requires no work, often at their own financial expense. Think about how many people lose thousands of dollars per year by not taking advantage of 401k matches alone. How much more money do we lose from inaction overall? The key to taking action is, quite simply, making your decisions automatic. You think you'll actually do the work each week? No, you won't. You don't care. Sure, you might care right now, but in 2 weeks, it'll be back to Twitter and Perez Hilton. Nobody really cares about managing their money. Hell, even I don't care. Get away from me, endless mailings from banks and investment accounts. By the way, that's the line I will use as a bedtime story to soothe my future children. I know. My future wife is a lucky woman. Your money management must happen by default. We've already talked about it in reference to 401ks, but now we're going to apply that to every dollar you make. You'll be making your contributions to your saving and investing accounts grow passively, with no action required. In fact, by setting up an automatic payment plan, you actually make it difficult to stop the contributions to your retirement account. Not because you can't. You can adjust your system anytime, but because you're lazy and you won't. Hey, I'm lazy too. You just have to know how to take advantage of it. Once it's set up, this system is so hands-off that if you got eaten alive by a Komodo dragon, your money system would continue transferring money from account to account by default, a ghost-like reminder of your financial prescience. Haunting, but cool. Here's what David Bach, author of The Automatic Millionaire, wrote. If you want to build wealth over your lifetime, the only sure way to do it is to get your plan on autopilot and make everything that's financially important in your life automatic. I recommend that people automate a handful of things in their financial lives. You can set it up once in less than an hour and then go back to your life. How to spend only 3 hours a month managing your money. I hope I've convinced you by now that automation is the way to go. In chapter 4, you set up a basic system, the conscious spending plan, that gave you an idea of where you're going to distribute your money. As a refresher, here are the numbers. Fixed costs, 50 to 60% of take-home pay. Investments, 10% of take-home pay. Savings goals, 5 to 10% of take-home pay. And finally, guilt-free spending money, 20 to 35% of take-home pay. Now, let's take your conscious spending plan and make it automatic. To do this, I use a concept called the next $100. This means, simply, where will the next $100 you make go? Will it all go to your investment account? Will you allocate 10% to your savings account? Most people just shrug and don't take any time to think about how their money will be allocated, which means it gets thoughtlessly spent and I sob uncontrollably. But there's a better way. It involves actually using the guidelines you established in your conscious spending plan. If you did things right in Chapter 4, you already know how much money you want to contribute to your fixed costs, investments, savings, and spending money. So if you made $100 and your plan resembled the example I just gave you, you'd put $60 toward your fixed costs, $10 into your investment account, $10 into savings, and then you'd spend the remaining $20 on whatever you felt like. Pretty cool, right? Well, it gets even better, because once everything is automated, that money will be shunted from your checking account right into the appropriate accounts without you even thinking about it. To see how it works, let's use Michelle as an example. Michelle gets paid once a month. Her employer deducts 5% of her pay automatically and puts it in her 401k. The rest of Michelle's paycheck goes to her checking account by direct deposit. About a day later, her automatic money flow begins transferring money out of her checking account. Her Roth IRA retirement account will pull 5% of her salary for itself. That combines with the 401k contribution to complete the 10% of take-home pay for investing. Her savings account will pull 5%, automatically breaking that money into chunks. 1% for a wedding subaccount and 4% for a house down payment subaccount. That takes care of her monthly savings goals. Her system also automatically pays her fixed costs, She set it up so that most of her subscriptions and bills are paid by her credit card. Some of her bills can't be put on credit cards, for example, utilities and loans, so they're automatically paid out of her checking account. Finally, she's automatically emailed a copy of her credit card bill for a 5-minute review. After she's reviewed it, the bill is also paid from her checking account. The money that remains in her account is used for spending money. To make sure she doesn't overspend, she's focused on 2 big wins: eating out and spending money on clothes. She sets alerts in her Mint account if she goes over her spending goals, and she keeps a reserve of $500 in her checking account just in case. The couple of times she went over her spending, she paid herself back using her unexpected expenses money from her savings account. To track spending more easily, she uses her credit card as much as possible to pay for all of her fun stuff. If she uses cash for cabs or coffee, she keeps the receipts and tries to enter them into Mint as often as possible. In the middle of the month, Michelle's calendar reminds her to check her Mint account to make sure she's within her limits for her spending money. If she's doing fine, she gets on with her life. If she's over her limit, she decides what she needs to cut back on to stay on track for the month. Luckily, she has 15 days to get it right, and by politely passing on an invitation to dine out, she gets right back on track. By the end of the month, she spent less than 2 hours monitoring her finances, yet she's invested 10%, saved 5% in sub-buckets for her wedding and down payment, paid all of her bills on time, paid off her credit card in full, and spent exactly what she wanted to spend. She had to say no only once, and it was no big deal. In fact, none of it was. Here's what Jonathan Roth, age 24, wrote. My savings accounts and investment accounts all have auto draft on the first of every month. I figure pay yourself first, then plan to pay with what's left. I use Quicken to track all of my bills, incomes, and expenses, along with keeping track of my budget. 3 clicks, and I have all the information I need to see on how my budget and savings goals are coming along. It's also incredibly easy to see where all my money is going. Create your automatic money flow. Now that you see how it works, it's time to implement your automatic money flow. You'll start by linking all your accounts together. Then, you'll set up automatic transfers to happen on various days. I'll assume that you're paid once per month, but I'll also cover slight tweaks to implement if you're paid bi-weekly or if you're a freelancer who's paid irregularly. To get set up, you'll need a complete list of all your accounts, their URLs, and the logins and passwords. Just create a chart with some of the following accounts: checking account, savings account, credit cards, 401k, Roth IRA, and any regular bills like rent, student loans, car payments, utilities, Netflix, etc. Alternatively, remember that earlier I mentioned that I use a PBWiki account to store all of this information. It's well worth taking an hour to get all of these handy account numbers in one place so you never have to do this again. Also, before you start linking your online accounts, you may need to work with your employer to get your paycheck going to the proper places. If you don't already have it, talk to your HR rep and set up direct deposit into your checking account. This is easy. It basically entails giving your checking account number to your employer. In addition, you need to get everything squared away with your 401k contribution. Ideally, you already set up your 401k way back in Chapter 3, but if not, do it now. Even if you already have a 401k going, you may have to adjust the amount you contribute every month based on your shiny new conscious spending plan. Link your accounts. First, you'll need to log into each account and link your accounts together so you can set up automatic transfers from one account to another. When you log into any of your accounts, you'll usually find an option called something like Link Accounts, Transfer, or Set Up Payments. These are all the links you need to make. If you haven't already done this, connect your paycheck to your 401k so it's automatically funded each month. Connect your checking account to your savings account. Connect your checking account to the investment account that houses your Roth IRA. Do this from your investment account. Connect your credit card to any bills you've been paying by using your checking account. If you've actually been paying bills by writing checks with a pen, please understand that man has discovered fire and combustible engines and join our modern times. For example, if you've been paying your cable bill by check each month, log in and switch it so that the bill is paid by your credit card instead. Some bills can't be paid by a credit card, like rent and loans. For these regular bills, link them to your checking account. Do this by logging into the company's website and initiating the transfer there. Set it up so that all of your credit card accounts are paid from your checking account. This is set up from your credit card's transfer or link accounts page. Finally, there are payments that simply can't be automatically drawn from your checking account. For example, if you're renting from a little old lady, she may not have a sophisticated financial infrastructure, including a website where you can enter your checking account information and automatically transfer money each month. Get it together, Mildred. Anyway, you can still automate payment using your checking account's bill pay feature, which is free with nearly every account. For example, if you pay rent by writing a check and sticking it in an envelope each month, log into your checking account and set up automatic bill pay for your rent. Your bank will then write a check for you each month and mail it to your landlord. Just make sure that you schedule it so that it has enough time to reach your landlord in the mail. Where the money flows. Your paycheck should fund your 401k and your checking account via direct deposit. Your checking account should fund the following accounts: your Roth IRA, your savings account, which is subdivided into savings goals, your credit card, any fixed costs that don't allow credit card payments, like rent, and occasional spending cash. Your credit card should fund the following accounts: fixed costs and guilt-free spending. Set up your automatic transfers. Now that all your accounts are linked, it's time to go back into your accounts and automate all transfers and payments. This is really simple. It's just a matter of working with each individual account's website to make sure your payment or transfer is set up for the amount you want and on the date you want. One thing you want to pay attention to is picking the right dates for your transfers. Now, this is key, but people often overlook it. If you set automatic transfers at weird times, it will inevitably necessitate more work. For example, if your credit card is due on the first of the month, but you don't get paid until the 15th, how does that work? If you don't synchronize all your bills, you'll have to pay things at different times, and that will require you to reconcile accounts, which you won't do. The easiest way to avoid this is to get all your bills on the same schedule. To accomplish this, gather all your bills together, call the companies, and ask them to switch your billing dates. Most of these will take about 5 minutes each to do. There may be a couple of months of odd billing as your accounts adjust, but it will smooth itself out after that. If you're paid on the first of the month, I suggest switching all your bills to arrive on or around that time too. Call and say this: "Hi, I'm currently being billed on the 17th of each month, and I'd like to change that to the first of the month. Do I need to do anything besides ask right here on the phone?" Of course, depending on your situation, you can request any billing date that will be easy for you. Now that you've got everything coming at the beginning of the month, it's time to actually go in and set up your transfers. Here's how to arrange your automatic money flow, assuming you get paid on the first of the month. On the second of the month, part of your paycheck is automatically sent to your 401k. The remainder, or your take-home pay, is direct deposited into your checking account. Even though you're paid on the first, the money may not show up in your account until the second, so be sure to account for that. Remember, you're treating your checking account like your email inbox. First, everything goes there, then it's filtered away to the appropriate place. Note, the first time you set this up, leave a buffer amount of money. I recommend about $500 in your checking account, just in case a transfer doesn't go right. And don't worry, if something does go wrong, use the negotiation tips I shared with you earlier to get any overdraft fees waived. On the fifth of the month, initiate an automatic transfer to your savings account. Log into your savings account and set up an automatic transfer from your checking account to your savings account on the 5th of every month. Waiting until the 5th of the month gives you some leeway. If for some reason your paycheck doesn't show up on the 1st of the month, you'll have 4 days to correct things or cancel that month's automatic transfer. Now, don't just set up the transfer. Remember to set the amount too. Use the percentage of your monthly income that you establish for savings in your conscious spending plan. This is typically 5 to 10%. But if you can't afford that much right now, don't worry. Just set up an automatic transfer for $5 to prove to yourself that it works. This amount is important. $5 won't be missed, but once you see how it's all working together, it's much easier to add to that amount. On the 5th of the month, initiate an automatic transfer to your Roth IRA. To set this up, log into your investment account and create an automatic transfer from your checking account to your investment account. Refer to your conscious spending plan to calculate the amount of the transfer. It should be approximately 10% of your take-home pay minus the amount you send to your 401k. On the 7th of the month, auto-pay any monthly bills you have. Log into any regular payments you have, like cable, utilities, car payments, or even student loans, and set up automatic payments to occur on the 7th of each month. I prefer to pay my bills using my credit card because I earn points, I get automatic consumer protection, and I can easily track my spending on online sites like Mint.com, Quicken.com, or Wesabe.com. That's Wesabe.com. But if your merchant doesn't accept credit cards, they should let you pay the bill directly from your checking account. So if needed, set up an automatic payment from there. Also on the 7th of the month, set up an automatic transfer to pay off your credit card. Log into your credit card account and instruct it to draw money from your checking account and pay the credit card bill on the 7th of every month in full. Because your bill arrived on the 1st of the month, you'll never incur late fees using this system. If you have credit card debt and you can't pay the bill in full, don't worry. You can still set up an automatic payment. Just make it for the monthly minimum or any other amount of your choice. By the way, while you're logged into your credit card account, also set up an email notification. You can typically find this under notifications or bills. This notification should send you a monthly link to your bill so you can review it before the money is automatically transferred out of your checking account. This is helpful in case your bill unexpectedly exceeds the amount available in your checking account. That way, you can adjust the amount you pay that month. So let's sum it up. Here's a sidebar called When the Money Flows. On the 2nd of the month, the following two things should happen. Part of your salary should go directly into your 401k, and the rest of your salary will be direct deposited into your checking account. On the 5th of the month, the following two things should also happen. You'll initiate an automatic transfer from checking to savings, and you'll also initiate an automatic transfer from checking to your Roth IRA. Finally, on the 7th of the month, the following two things should happen. You'll initiate an automatic payment of bills from your checking account and credit card, and you'll initiate an automatic transfer from your checking account to pay off your credit card bill. Tweaking the system. That's the basic automatic money flow schedule, but you may not be paid on a straight once-a-month schedule. That's not a problem. You can just adjust the system to match your payment schedule. If you're paid twice a month, I suggest replicating the automatic money flow system on the 1st and the 15th with half the money each time. This is easy enough, but the one thing to watch with this is paying your bills. If the second payment on the 15th will miss the due dates for any of your bills, be sure that you set it up so those bills are paid in full during the payment on the 1st. Another way to work your system is to do half the payments with one paycheck, for example, retirement and fixed costs, and half the payments with the second paycheck, like savings and guilt-free spending. The downside of this is it can get a little clunky. Now, if you have irregular income, here's what you do. Irregular income, like those of freelancers, are difficult to plan for. Some months you might earn close to nothing, while others you're flush with cash. This situation calls for some changes to your spending and savings. First, and this is different from your conscious spending plan, you'll need to figure out how much you need to survive on each month. This is just the bare minimum. Rent, utilities, food, loan payments, just the basics. Those are your bare bones monthly necessities. Now, back to the conscious spending plan. Add a savings goal of 3 months of bare bones income before you do any investing. For example, if you need at least $1,500 a month to live on, you'll need to have $4,500 in a savings buffer, which you can use to smooth out months where you don't generate much income at all. The buffer should exist as a subaccount in your savings account. To fund it, use money from two places. First, forget about investing while you're setting up the buffer and instead take any money you would have invested and send it to your savings account. Second, in good months, any extra dollar you make should go into your buffer savings. Once you've saved up 3 months of money as a cushion, congratulations. Now go back to a more normal conscious spending plan where you send money to investing accounts. Because you're self-employed, you probably don't have access to a traditional 401k, but you should look into a solo 401k and SEP IRA, which are great alternatives. Just keep in mind that it's probably wise to sock away a little more in your savings account in good months to make up for the less profitable ones. I also recommend using youneedabudget.com as a planning tool if you have irregular income. Jesse Meekum, the founder, is a friend of mine, and he's created a system that lets you spend money based on what you made last month, which is very helpful if you don't know what you're going to make next month. Your money is now automatic. Congratulations, your money management is now on autopilot. Not only are your bills paid automatically and on time, but you're actually saving and investing money each month. The beauty of this system is that it works without your involvement and it's flexible enough to add or remove accounts anytime. You're accumulating money by default. You might be wondering what's going to happen with your investment money. Right now, it's growing each month as you contribute to your 401k and Roth IRA, but it's still just sitting there. You need to put it to work by investing it in something. In the next chapter, we'll talk about how you can become your own investment expert and how to go about getting the best return on your investment money. Now, here's another advice from the blogosphere entry. This one is called Set It and Forget It. Automate your finances to focus on long-term goals. And it's written by Gina Trapani of lifehacker.com. Gina writes, tech-savvy folks who want to get more done in less time don't want to fuss with tedious money tasks like writing checks and transferring funds, so financial automation is very popular among the Lifehacker readership. Personally, I'm right there. Set It and Forget It is my guiding personal finance system principle. Well, not exactly forget it, but I set up my accounts to run themselves to the extent they can and check in on things monthly to make sure all the gears are turning as I intended. I'm a busy person who doesn't want to think about money matters any more than I need to, so I rely heavily on automated transfers, deposits, and email notifications to keep my dollars and cents where they need to be. Most good banks these days offer electronic bill pay, direct deposit, recurring savings account transfers, and some even offer email notifications if an account balance goes above or below a certain threshold. I use all of these tools. My income goes in, bill payments go out, and my credit card gets paid in full with minimal intervention. If my credit card debt in a given month goes above a certain threshold, like $3,000, I get an email letting me know so I can make sure I've got that cash ready in my checking account. For week-to-week money tasks, this all works like a charm. Tools of the trade. For a longer, bird's-eye view of finances, I use a desktop copy of Quicken to suck in all my account transactions and make me pretty charts. Using Quicken, I check in on my net worth over time and see if there are any expenses that I can cut down. This kind of overview work is where I spend the most time, deciding on my savings goals, tracking them, seeing where I was at the same time last year, plotting where I want to be at the same time next year. Being a personal productivity obsessive, I'm big on having goals and using checkpoints along the way to get there. I use Google Calendar to set 12 savings goals throughout the year with an email reminder for each one. At the end of each month, I get an email from my calendar saying something like, "It's October. There should be X dollars in the nest egg account by now." That really keeps me on track when life has swept me away and I'm thinking about other things. As a freelancer, things get tricky around tax time, and tax time happens 4 times a year for self-employed folks. I use automatic monthly transfers into an income tax holding account so I can pay my quarterly estimated taxes without feeling like I just lost my shirt. That's not a good feeling ever, so do whatever you have to do to avoid it. In fact, keeping an attitude of confidence and prosperity is one of the best financial moves you can make, regardless of what your account balance is. I use a simple spreadsheet to track deductions and a big manila envelope to keep original receipts, 1 envelope per year. Strategies for debt. Some of the best debt reduction strategies we've gotten from Lifehacker readers involve tricking yourself into putting money aside and making it hard to spend. Many endorse the old-fashioned way: cut up the credit cards and pay down the ones with the highest interest rates most aggressively. Another strategy to avoid impulse buying is filling up online shopping carts or wish lists and then making yourself wait a week or two before you pull the trigger and hit the checkout button. I use this method a lot. Usually, impulse buys make much less sense when you've had some time to think about it. In the end, managing your finances well is a lot like developing a strong personal productivity system. You keep track of everything without making it your full-time job. You set goals. You break them down into bite-sized tasks. You save yourself time by automating manual work. And you spend your time and brain power focusing on the big picture. That's what I try to do with my time and money. Gina Trapani is the founding editor of Lifehacker.com, a daily weblog on software and personal productivity. Now here's another sidebar. This one's called Review Your Credit Card Bill. I pay with my credit card as much as possible because it lets me automatically download my transactions and categorize my spending. Plus, I get travel points and extra consumer protection, like a free additional warranty for any electronic device. Once a week, I take 5 minutes and review all the charges on my card, and once a month, I get an email to review my entire bill. If I take no action, my credit card reaches into my checking account and pays the full amount automatically. No late fees, no worries. If I do see an error, I just call my credit card company anytime, 24 hours a day, and get it fixed. Let's talk about those weekly reviews for a second. I like to keep an eye on my credit card charges whenever there's a human involved, so I keep my receipts whenever I go to restaurants and store them in a folder on my desk. Every Sunday night, I open the folder and spend about 5 minutes comparing my receipts with what my credit card's website says. I just do a control F for the amount, for example, $43.35, and confirm that it's correct. If I wrote down $43.35 as the full amount on the receipt, but instead saw that the restaurant had charged me $50, someone's trying to make a quick buck off me. And in that case, you need to ask yourself one question: WWAID? Or what would an Indian do? Answer: a quick call to my credit card company will resolve this. The most important thing is keeping your receipt folder on your desk. If you have to get up to get it, even a few steps away, that's a huge barrier to getting this done consistently. Finally, here's the last sidebar of this chapter. It's called Living for Today. Question: when do I get to spend my money? Answer: okay, you've got your automatic infrastructure set up. Each month, you've got money flowing automatically to your investing accounts and savings accounts. You've even cut your spending by focusing on a couple of big wins. So when do you get to spend all this money? What a great question. The only people who ever ask me this are actually concerned about saving too much. The answer is simple. Once you've gotten your money under control and you're hitting your targets, you absolutely should spend your leftover money. Look to your savings goals. If you don't have something in there for vacation or new snowboard, maybe you should. Otherwise, what's all this money for? Money exists for a reason: to let you do what you want to do. Yes, it's true, every dollar you spend now would be worth much more later. But living only for tomorrow is no way to live at all. Consider one investment that most people overlook: yourself. Think about traveling. How much will that be worth to you later? Or attend a conference that will expose you to the top people in your field. My friend Paul has a specific networking budget that he uses to travel to meet interesting people each year. If you invest in yourself, the potential return is limitless. If you're meeting your goals, another route you could take is to start saving less and increase the amount you allocate to your guilt-free spending money. One final thing, and I hope this doesn't sound too cheesy, but one of the best returns I've ever gotten has been with philanthropy. Whether it's your time or your money, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to give back, whether it's to your own community or to the global community. Volunteer your time at a local school or a youth organization, or help teachers get the tools they need by giving to donorschoose.org. Saving too much is a good problem to have. Fortunately, there are great solutions too. All right, we've reached the end of week 5, so here are your 3 action steps. Number 1, list all your accounts in one place. This should take about 1 hour. As you start linking accounts to one another, you'll need to log into all of them. Make your life easier by getting all the login information in one place. You'll be tweaking your accounts over the next few months, so save all the login information somewhere that you can access from home and work. Number 2, link your accounts together. This should take about 3 to 5 days. To set up your automatic money flow, the first step is linking accounts together. The links are free and electronic, but allow 3 to 5 days for the accounts to verify the links. Number 3, set up your automatic money flow. This should take about 5 hours. Once your accounts are linked together, set up the core of your automatic money flow, automatic payments. Your system will automatically send money to your investing accounts, your savings account, and your fixed costs, and leave you money for guilt-free spending. Remember, you'll want to reset your billing cycles so you can create a well-timed automatic money flow.